Very good. Well, we're now going to have our Bible reading. Hannah is going to come and read. And I want you to listen up. It's another story about how Jesus is an amazing superhero.
Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. The hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout the whole region and carried those ill on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed those who were ill in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
Hannah, thank you very much. We're now going to watch a little video, a little cartoon of the same story. And I want you to think, what are we learning about Jesus?
Right away, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and start back across to Bethsaida. But he stayed until he had sent the crowds away. Then he told them goodbye and went up on the side of a mountain to pray. Later that evening, he was still there by himself. And the boat was somewhere in the middle of the lake. He could see that the disciples were struggling hard because they were rowing against the wind. Not long before morning, Jesus came toward them. He was walking on the water and was about to pass the boat. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, they thought he was a ghost, and they started screaming. All of them saw him and were terrified. But at the same time, he said, "Don't worry, I am Jesus, don't be afraid." He then got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. The disciples were completely confused. Their minds were closed, and they could not understand the true meaning of the loaves of bread. Jesus and his disciples crossed the lake and brought the boat to shore near the town of Gennesaret. As soon as they got out of the boat, the people recognized Jesus. So they ran all over that part of the country to bring their sick people to him on mats. They brought them each time they heard where he was. In every village or farm or marketplace where Jesus went, the people brought their sick to him. They begged him to let them just touch his clothes, and everyone who did was healed.
Okay. Well, there, another amazing story about Jesus. Let me have a chance now to try and explain it to us. So here's my first question. How many people here have seen one of the Toy Story films? It's quite a good crowd of people. Now, here's a question. Can anyone remember what year the first Toy Story film came out? Probably. Anyone have any ideas? Someone. It was 1995. So you can work out how old you were in the year that the first Toy Story film came out. And some of you realize what dropped this week, it was the trailer for Toy Story 5. And it will be coming out, I'm told, on the 19th of June. And Jacob and I were watching it. And do you know what this new Toy Story film is all about? It's about Woody and Buzz are getting back together again. And you know what? The real toys are going to take on the tablet. So apparently that's going to be the film. Will the real toys or the tablet win? Anyway, that's for the summer. But why am I talking about this? Because I'm sure watching Toy Story 5 will be great fun, but I think you'll know more about Toy Story if you've watched 1, 2, 3, and 4. Do you know it's like that when you watch a series of things? You can watch one story and that film, that's great, but it's better if you've watched all the others, because then you know about Buzz, and you know about Woody, and you know about Mr. Potato Head, and all the rest of them. Well, it's a bit like that with the Bible. Oh, by the way, Woody's got a bald patch. Apparently that's what they learnt in the trailer that dropped this week. Now, in our Bible story, it's a bit like that. Because what we want to do is, if we go back in time to the second book of the Bible, to the book of Exodus, it's a bit like one of the first bits of the Bible. We can help us understand this story about Jesus walking on the water. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go back in time. Here's my back in time music. Going to go back in time. I want us to go back as if we're going back 3,500 years. And we're going to go back to a time of a man called Moses. Now, here's a question for anyone at the front. Looking at that picture, what job do you think Moses has in the picture? Seth. He is a shepherd. Now, Moses is a very interesting guy. He grew up actually in the palace. He grew up with the Pharaoh. He grew up with the king. But he made some not great choices and ended up in exile as a shepherd. Anyway, one day, when he's out with his sheep, something extraordinary happens. Can you have a look there? What can you see in that picture? Can you see a fire? And do you know what? Moses goes over to it, and Moses saw a bush was on fire, but it didn't burn up. So the bush didn't... There was a fire, but the bush didn't burn. It was a very strange sight. And so he goes over to have a look at it and goes, how is the bush alight but not burning up? And then when he gets there, he hears a voice, and it's God speaking, and God goes, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Sandals, and he was standing by this bush from which there was this voice coming out. And do you know what the voice said to Moses? I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. How do you think Moses felt when a voice starts speaking to him from a burning bush? A bit worried. I think he might not just be a bit worried. Going to be very, very scared, because he was very afraid of what was happening. Now, Moses, God was saying to Moses, I've got a job for you. I want you to lead the people of God who are currently slaves in Egypt out of there. And Moses is like, I don't really want to do it. Who am I that Pharaoh will let these people go? And God says, I will be with you, Moses. And this will be a sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship them on this mountain. And then Moses says, look, I didn't want to go. I don't want to go. He says, well, what happens if they ask who sent me? And God says, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. So Moses wants to know the name of God. So here we are, taking his sandals off, and there he's standing, and he wants to know the name of God. Now, here's a question. I'm thinking about names, because in the Bible, particularly in Hebrew times, the meaning of your name was very important. So, let's just start off with some questions about name. Can anyone guess what was the most popular girl's name in 2025? Tell you what, turn to the person next to you. Most popular girl's name, most popular boy's name in 2025. Turn to the person next to you. Just... Okay, have we got any guesses down on the front here? What do we think? What about girls' name? What do we think was the most popular? Yeah. Possibly Olivia? Delilah, that's quite popular. Any thoughts on this side? Olivia. Well, I can tell you, Amelia was number one, Olivia was number two, and Lily was number three. Okay, now, boys' names. What were the most popular boys' names? Looking for the names of the top three. Any guesses here? Barney, what do you reckon? Was it Barney? I don't know. We'll wait and find out. You think Peter? Okay. All other thoughts here? Anyone ideas? Any thoughts over here? There's halfway down the church. It's Noah. Mohammed was the number one because a lot of Muslim families have that as a first name, but then actually call their child by the second name. Then it was Noah. So there we go. And we've got little Noah. It's so exciting to have here today. Our youngest member of our church is here. Simon, Charlie, Noah, lovely to see you. So there's the names that people choose. Now, I don't know, parents, if you've chosen the name for your children, my guess is you might have looked at the meaning of the name, but often in this country, we just choose a name because we like it. In the Bible, you chose a name for someone because of what it meant. And so this is the name that God says. I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. So that is God's name. God says, my name is I am. I am who I am. What is that saying about God? It's saying that God is like no one else. He's self-sufficient. He exists of himself. He's not dependent on anyone. He promises that he will be with us. He was and is to come. He's ever-present. He's unchangeable, completely sufficient. That is who God says he is. And that's what his name means. Right. I want us to now fast forward. Here's our music. We go back forwards in time, back to the time of Jesus now. And back to our story about Jesus on walking on the water. Now, who here has been rowing or in a boat like this? A few of you put their hands up. My parents and my sister live in Cambridge, and picture of Cambridge, and we went rowing. And my children will tell you, I was not brilliant at it. We also did some rowing on holiday last year. I wasn't brilliant at that either. Now, Jesus' friends were very big into boats and rowing, and they were out on Lake Galilee. And they'd been rowing all night, but the wind was against them. Now, I don't know about you. Here is a film. I showed this to the children this week. That's Hastings Seafront on a stormy day. And there you can see. Now, would you like to go rowing in that? Would you like to go rowing when the wind is against you? My feeling is it'd be quite dangerous and you wouldn't get very far. Can you grab a seat now? Okay. So anyway, they're out rowing on the boat. Rowing on the boat, and then suddenly, what does Jesus do? Can anyone tell me, what does Jesus do as he approaches the boat? He walks on the water. Now, where is that? Can anyone recognise what swimming pool that is? It is Summerfields Leisure Centre. Absolutely, Barney. So that, can you imagine going to Summerfields and walking on the water? My guess is, if I try and walk on the water, I'm going to sink. That's what happens. You may go swimming lessons. Do you remember ever having to go down to the bottom of the pool and get something like this? And the idea is you put it into the pool and it falls to the bottom, doesn't it? Because humans cannot walk on water. If I try and walk on the water, I will sink. Next week, we've got some baptisms. The pool will be up here. And when we come to the baptisms, our baptism candidates are not going to walk on the water. They're going to go into the water and sink, because that is how it works. But Jesus, in our passage, does something extraordinary. He walks on the water. Just have a think. Walking or across Summerfield swimming pool, walking across the sea at the seafront. Jesus could do that. And then what does he say as he is walking? And the disciples are very scared, because humans don't walk water. Jesus says this. He says, let me just read, if you're following along. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Literally, Jesus says, I am. In other words, Jesus is saying, I am God. And because Jesus is God, he can walk on the water. Jesus is saying, I am the one who made heaven and earth. I am the God who's been there all the way through history, all the way through the Old Testament. I am the one who was there in the second book of the Bible, the first book of the Bible. I am the one who is before time and in time and after time. I am eternal. And that is what Jesus is doing. And it ends with this. In a second, let's say, the disciples say they were completely amazed, for they not understood about the loaves, and their hearts were hardened. The disciples, they didn't understand, how could Jesus, their friend, walk on the water? And that's because they haven't quite understood that Jesus is not just, he is God. He is the God who made heaven and earth, the God who's come to rescue us, the God who came to die so that we could be friends now and forever. And so my question for each one of us is, what do you make of Jesus? Jesus has come. He's died and risen again so each one of us can be his friends. We can be forgiven all our mistakes and be with him now and forever. If you're here today and you're considering what these things make, we run a course called 321. It's a chance to find out more about Jesus. If that is something of interest, do come and chat to me at the end. But our passage today reminds us that Jesus is God, a God who's come to die and rise again so we could be his friends forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this story. Thank you so much for this reminder that Jesus is God. That Jesus came and showed himself to be you, Lord God. And that he came and died and rose again so we can be your friends forever. Help us continue to trust him this day and always. Amen.